have to make a few references. Every time I make a reference to something, there's something that's cooking in my head and I haven't figured it out yet. And it wasn't presented yet. The one that was, we take a shot, we put a very beautiful shot, but we made it sort of a collage. We started from the Ramban and went to the Rambam. And when I started from the Ramban, I was preparing for Moshe, and that's the only way to explain the Rambam's shita, as Rosh Hashanah in the Kaaba 2 days. Remember that, Rosh Hashanah in the Kaaba, to do that, how can it be? The revolt starts, you wanted to change the girsa. But the fact was that Rambam has found no new girsa, we have been stuck. So basically, only started the Ramban. As the answer, wait a minute, it's Kalayim. I made sense to myself as Kalayim. Why is it Kalayim? Because the Ramban is of the opinion that the whole Mahalakha started at the sixth of a regal, so as a din of slow shimmet, the din of Torah Shiva, how far does he? Allah Allah Maitha, Avelis didn't apply. But according to the Ramban, Avelis doesn't apply whatsoever during the period of Yom Kippur. Zero. Nothing at all. Who said so? So the Keren Aruch says so. Based upon the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yud in Hilchos Avil, I think it's Halacha. Okay. Rambam describes what goes on by Nikvah Beregel. He doesn't say what the Rambam says, but the Rambam says that to keep all the Halachos Shlosh. Rather, he says, I call Rez Mesos to solve a regal of Chalal of Avil of the Cloud. In a Noah Gavela's regal. El Yachar regal, not to know Shira and Noah, but called the Gavela. So Mona Shloshim the Yom Akvura, the Noah Bishar, Shloshim, the Chol, Zera, Shloshim. But you get the impression that during the Yom Kippur time, he's not knowing the Chol, Zera, Shloshim. Yeah, of course. 3.5 out of 5, everyone is knowing. They don't have to be an Olo for that. That's what the Rosh brought to them. But then they saw in the back. The Karanoah is like the Rosh. Alright? Let's take that back. The Keren Aruch says that the Rambam holds like the Rosh. Okay. Now, so the question becomes like this. We said last week that the Pshat was the regal and the Naktov Shiva, but the days of the regal itself don't count as regular days. Rather, the din, we called it a din miyuchad, a special din, that the regal works for 7 out of the minyan of shloshim, right? That's what we said. It's true. Except the Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't work. Now, why? So last week we explained on Friday that the reason why the regal can't count for the Shloshim as regular days is because Avela doesn't apply the regal. Doesn't apply. Remember the Rambam said to yourself, Nikla the regal is full of Avela. Nikla the full regal is no Avela. That's your answer in the Rambam. But before the Rambam, that's going to fail. As he's crash, I sort of sent it last week, he just formulated it. According to the Rambam, Avela never applies. There's never a Nikla Avela of anything the regal. And after he came, it counts for the minion of Shloshim. So the pashas go like the rush. But even though you're only keeping a veil of Shloshim, but tell us what? But tell us the regal, everybody else keeps, it still counts. So what's the difference if it's Nikbah, the Fnei regal, that's the Agar regal? What's the difference? That's the catch, which was a loose end from last time. So I want to make a follow-up suggestion. It's a little bit, I don't know, balabatish. The reason why if Nikbah caught of a regal, it doesn't count is as follows. Because then, to this logic, Yotze can do only one thing. So if Nikbah caught of a regal, Yotze has tremendous power, right? But it can do only one thing. It can't do both. So if Nikbah caught of a regal, the special power of regal is used up, if you will, to knock off the shiva. So if Yadav is used to knock off the Shiva, the special power of Yadav is used up, as it were, to knock off the Shiva, you can't turn around and offer. It's also within the Yuchud, the Yadav counts as Pishlos. You can't have both. You can't do both. The power is spent by knocking off the Shiva. So therefore, in that kind of a case, it would not count towards Shloshim. That's the idea of the Rambam Rosh Hashanah. Who doesn't count for anything? as opposed to Nikva Beregel, where the other is not knocking off anything, zero. Then the days of Yontif, then the days, like the rush, like set us off from the rush, that the days of Regel can count in it's just a context. It's a little bit slightly different from what I said on Friday. I was trying to somehow figure out the Rambam to fit in with the Rambam. It made it a little complex, but as soon as you figure it out, it should work. That's number one. Number two is much more important than common. Much more important. And it is, I got stuck at the beginning of this year on Friday with a mistake. Not a complete mistake, but I was thinking a different mind, and I want to correct a misimpression. I said then that we had the Nesim Tshuva, that Simon Shlita was able to tell us about Simon Chavit Beis of Anayim Gimel. Someone lit candles, and the question whether you're allowed to do a Melis, which was Friday night, which is also the first night Yontif. And the question would be if you can have enough Melis to do that, and the others are going to knock off the Shiva. I kept searching around for some kind of a positive Melis you could do. And I was working with an assumption, because the Gemara is in the text of my talk on that stuff. Kiyam Kriya Samita, regular lactose. And I was working with an assumption, let's do something positive. That's why Kiyam Kriya Samita. The Ritva Garaja says that no, it's a Kiddush. Even Kriya Samita, which is something outside your body, it's only in the bed, nothing to do with your own person. Even that's enough for that the other should knock off the Shiva. But it's a Kiddush. The Pashup shot was, have to do something. If you don't do something, with your own hand, the other can knock it off. I even took the Lashon of the Rosh, talked about Kotei Nitzker, and I wanted to suggest maybe it's a lav dafka. That's what we wanted to explain. And I got into big trouble, because the Chaver Siman Tov knocks off any possibility of any of the four things, of shoes, with head covering, with ripped garments, with overturned beds. You know, you can't do anything. So I realized that both of the end was writing what I said on Friday, but someone said, and I am below you. I even gave the muscle on Friday, but I wasn't thinking straight. I said, I'm a stickle no gamble dog, but I can have a stickle tire. You would have stickle tire yesterday, Shiava de Kachodim. You can be a stickle of a stickle tire also. I have a stickle tire. We're playing a stickle tire, and I'm now the modified flight. The stickle tire goes like this. There's a major problem that the Ramban in effect asked against the Rush. He wasn't fine with the Rush personally, but he was in effect disproving the Rush Hashim. The Ramban proved that all the laws of Shloshim apply during Kalamai. Every last one. Don't tell me, he said, that only some laws of Shloshim apply. Because it's against the Mefurashi Gemara. What Gemara? Open the Gemara, please. Open the Gemara, you test it a day. That's the Gemara that we spoke about. The Mefurashi in the Gemara, black and white. Let's take a look. You said some of these. The Gemara there says, the minion shiva lo kami boili lefor at levara. The lo nahaga mitzvah shiva berego. Ki kami boili in shloshim. The lefor nahaga mitzvah shloshim berego. You see clearly in the Gemara that shloshim is knowing and shiva is not knowing. So what do you mean? Says the Rabbah. Shiva is on the Tinnah, called Emma except for the Rambah. The Avatar Shloshim must be known even beyond Tinnah, otherwise, right? That's the Rambah's proof. And the Fogarty understands very well why Shloshim, you reckon counts for Shloshim, because you're not Shloshim completely. Why does that count for Shiva? Because you're not that of Shiva completely, only partial fulfillment of Dhamma Shiva Tinnah is insufficient. So the Rush is now stuck. Stuck, not the Shiva. The Rush is stuck. Because according to the Rush, what happened? What if I saw the Rush on the day of Chavkeh? That the Dinim of Shloshim only apply whatever everyone else is keeping. Right? That's half. So that half somehow counts. But the Kamta Shiva is also half. So why doesn't that count? That's the Kasha which is bothering me. It's a good Kasha. And I want to discuss a possible answer today. A possible answer. Goes like this. The first, I want to give a Balabakish here. But my incorrect mindset, which is not incorrect completely. We'll see in a minute, correct what the summary shown him. I had to follow this. Salababa's answer. Azina Basaruba. Depends on the majority. What do you mean? So he said on regular, you're keeping 3.5 out of 5. That's a pretty high percentage, no? So you have about 5. So you're keeping that much. That's 70%. Alright? 70% of the amount you're keeping, that's counted. But in Shiva, how many are you keeping? I did a question. There were 11 in Shiva. You're only keeping 3. 3. What are the 3? Well, you don't take a haircut. You don't wash clothes. And you don't do malacha. So 3 out of 11 doesn't count. That's a Bala Bapa, she says. Bala Bapa, she can only have, you never reject Bala Bapa, you never know when they come in handy. But let me tell you, there's a lovely Hesaret, which I had said, which led me somewhat astray, I confess. It goes as follows. I mentioned it, about a month ago, this is so. The Yisodas are both a fundamental and basic difference between Shiva and Shloshim. Basic lundish and this. Shloshim, said by the Baptist, my father himself said it, somebody said it. That Shloshim is all what they call Lothar, say, the Shevi al Tassel. Don't do this. Some other part, don't get married, and don't go to wear simple Mareyas, and don't wear, get involved in the ironing clothes, and don't take shave, and don't take a trip. Well, don't. There are no do's, all don't. As opposed to Shiva, not so. Shiva, the Rambam lists off the various halachas, we'll call it, of Shiva in Perek Hay, in Ilchos Avos, halacha Aleph. You see the do's and the don'ts? What are the do's and don'ts? So the Rambam lists them off. What are they? Also, the Safra, the Chavis, Lirchos, Lamsach, with Arafi, Tosman, the Sadam, Lachim, Malacha, Lichim, Zivay, Torah. There are the Lishol Shalom. Those are the 9 don'ts. But there are also 2 do's. What are the 2 do's? Lizkov and Tamita, for the throw and throw show. And in many cases, there are other do's that are just taking off the sandals. You start it off with a sandal, you have to kick it off. The poet, all the other things they're talking about in Shloshim. You're not in the middle of a haircut. Here there are do's, especially these 2 of Kriya Tamita and Hashiva Sarosh. And even there, knocking off your sandals, there are do's. They're both saying, the average situation. But we call it Kiyumim. Shloshim is only Isurin, and Shiva also involved what we call Kiyumim. It's always by day 1, if you remember months ago we spoke about this Majinsky Stone. I got Majinsky Stone, we're going to take shots in the Ritva. Yeah, the Ritva we spoke about a while ago. Mr. Yom Kukulo. As the Ritva says, that you need a positive thing to break it, right? I need it to have an acronym. And if the Nachman don't come, I'm going to the Ritva all day of Shiva. So we have to Kasha. What about Shloshim? Shloshim, but no one comes. There's no Menachem at Shloshim. Back on the Gemara of the Tzemish on day 30, the Mitzvah of the Kulo. Yes, and I see. I say again, we need Kiyumim. You have to do something. So in order to be able to say Mitzvah on the seventh day, you have to do something. You sit on the floor, and they have them, and the Menachem you, and they say, okay, now it's your meeting, the Menachem will pick you up off the floor. We did something specific, right? Start whatever you were doing, warm on the floor, probably had a wrist garment, probably were wearing shoes. You were doing things. So then you can stop doing it, break the day, and you have to do it, you have to break the day that way by doing something, huh? But Shloshim is only Yisurin. Only Yisurin, the sunrise is bang. This is Yom Kippur. So now it's just so about, I wanted to answer the Shikha Sarosh. But the following Saka Sikha Svara. Rabotai, there are many things in life, do's and don'ts. But yet we see a distinction between do's and don'ts. We read there Shabbat, the Nisra of eating, against eating Daf. Daf? The Rashi calls for Chazal. Dam. When the market, you want dam. Nonetheless, you get tremendous power for not eating dam. Let's say. Why? Don't. Adult is adult is adult. You didn't do it. I'm not saying you didn't do it for this reason, you didn't do it for this reason. You just didn't do it. If you didn't do it, you're not those cops. Adult doesn't matter why you didn't do the don't. You just didn't do it. So remember, you're a good guy. But do's. Mitzvah, Shichas Kavana. You have to have something specific, you have to have Kavana, it should be the same Mitzvah, etc. No matter if that's the case, we can take Shach Mirosh. Why do we have to cast against the Rosh? Why is that half-baked Avelis counts for Shloshim? You're doing the same thing as everybody else, and nothing more than every other Jew. Where Shiva doesn't count, here's the answer. Because Shloshim is all dollars. Don't. So the guy is doing a significant amount of his own. And after me, he's doing something because of color of life. It's just a command, he's keeping it. So if it don't, it's good enough.
when it comes to Shiva, there are these dooms. And although he may be keeping, the Dvarim the kippah, that's the stuff. There are certain dooms. And he's not doing the dooms, not doing all of the dues, and therefore it doesn't count for Shiva. Once again, one more time. Low Shiva only don't count, but Shiva, where there are certain dues involved, that's why it doesn't count. Now, of course, it's a slight problem. The problem is, well, but he is keeping certain Zarmash of the sinner. So what status, here's my big question now. What status is Zarmash of the sinner, which are not doing anything, because it's passive, but what status it have? Is Zarmash of the sinner enough, or is it not enough? So here's where I got stuck on Friday. On Friday, I assumed, because I was reshuka by the Shtickle Tevet. I was assuming Zarmash of the sinner is not enough, because you're not doing anything. You have to do something positive. But Kotasi of VC Kashat of the Sneha, I made a mistake. Not a part of a mistake, La Allah of a mistake. And the example I gave, I should have realized, I wasn't. I should have realized myself in Eil Day, what's the din, Rabbi Osai? And the Mamma comes for tonight's Shia. What's the din? A Shmua Krova on Shabbos Erev Haregah. Okay? Someone here does Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif, that's a relative died last week. What happened? What's the din? What is it? Rabbi Shimon Sinner's Dalmas. Does Yontif knock it off or does not knock it off? It should be critical, right? It should be this is a critical component to our discussion. So, based on what I said on Shvarim, it should be no. Well, everybody open up to the Maramakam. It's right here. Mordechai, Tuf, Kuf, Kuf. On the Maramakam of the official. Tuf, Kuf, Kuf. It's not a good question, Rabbi. Tuf, Kuf, Kuf, page 44. Because of a rabbi, a man, the Anglican, from England, a Brit, okay? The Torah in England during the time of the Rishon. The Zelah Shon, Hini Mat, the Tupac, in Shama Shmua, Kova, the Shabbos, the Havarega, in all also Shabbos, the Rinnin Shiva, Kidarmina, to the Obama, the Fil Shahat, the Al Gemara, the Tup, the Shema, Hainu, the Kibar, the Kovim, the Shabbos, Nay, the only thing I've ever heard of the girl, Kyle Winston, or Rube, and it's got to the back of the Sabbath, we call back home, laughed in a cold gummer, and we smashed this place. With our men and Shabbat Shemua, Krova, the Sabbath, with the Akashabbat, after the Koka, the Ain't and Oega, some of your men, that's the Gemara, that's cut. With Taima, all the Shabbat, the Yom, the Yom, the Sabbath, he was Shabbat, the Shabbat, I can't show them. So the mayor of Akashar is not sure what's it, okay? He's not sure whether Regal's going to knock it off or not. What's he not sure about? My Shaila. The guy's not keeping all the options. He's going to keep all of that. He's going to keep drama to consider. So what? I keep every single last bit. I was better. Here, the drama should be sitting on our old Sheva Tasha. Old Sheva Tasha. He's not doing anything. Right? So if he's not doing anything, so then maybe it shouldn't count. So for a day, that the other should knock it off. That guy started the ship. He didn't do anything really. The Yura Abedul Meir, Miranda Rosenberg. The Kavan, the Tznad, HaShabbos, Ola, Ve'ena, Masekes, Ola, Gola, Sikim, Ena, Molim, I forgot the Tavayel Shavid, Lina Velus, the Tavayel Zabar Shal Sinan, Noe, Filosho Farhetsya, I feel Aska Tani, HaShabbos, Ola, Gola, Ve'ena, Molim, in Cain, Ola, Lechol Dover, Ula Kula, Amina, De Ola, Velo, Lechumra, Kosh Hashem, Hashem, Lechol, 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 Yishana l'regel l'kula, u'l'me'akol l'kula. What an interesting chapter. What's he saying over here? He's saying it like this. He's making an assumption here. The assumption is, I'm giving the lumbus of it, that my soul that I told you on Friday is absolutely fallacious. Incorrect. That if a person on a plain weekday is observing the Dvarim Shebetzina, this is sufficient to be considered an observant, and Yotzeh's going to knock it off. And when I have all my terror, it's simply full of our answer. I have a key to be a tamita after a positive experience, and we said that Chayt and Iskos Lavdaka, all this is just projection on my part. Yes, it may be correct projection for the one side of the topic of a mayor of Angleterre, which we don't talk to like. So I'm not saying I'm totally wrong, But the halacha bro, the ma'isa bro.
Kupta ha'is like this, that if he erev a regel, even a tiny little bit, even if he didn't have his garman to him the avil, it's good enough. And only shal is what about shabbat? Should shabbat be treated like regel or treated like fall? What do you see his toes? On the same thing, kavosa, the same exact stating from Rav Shabbatina, which will count the yom chol, will not count the regel. What's the lumbus behind that? I think the lumbus is a solid. Look, he's keeping some laws of avail. But a plain Tuesday, there's no reason why it shouldn't count. He's keeping laws of avail. I'm sure it's only the shem al tassa, but so what? It should be good enough to count for a day. It should be good enough that the other should not get off subsequently. You pass it, it's good enough. But on regel, we have this tremendous power of simcha hanging over you. Simcha is something which is sent to avud avail completely. So, but if because of this simcha, you are prohibited from doing parts and avelos, and never they just let you like a rimi paris, they let you do certain things dvarim shebetzinah. That's when it's not enough, because then it's not just that you only did dvarim shebetzinah. So it's just so fucked it happened that way. But the halacha prevents you from doing anything beyond dvarim shebetzinah. Then it won't count. Kum tachayis hashayla. What about Shabbat? Shabbat already the halacha prevented you. Says the Rami Rutenberg, though, I'll tell you, to every Shabbat. As every Shabbat, the person keeps starting Avelos on a Wednesday and ends on a Tuesday, there's always going to be a Shabbat, because no one's on Shabbat dinner. We still need a Shabbat, what did it say? The Efter, the Shiva below Shabbat. So by definition, it's incorporated into every single Shiva, and one of the 7 days is always going to be done on Shabbat dinner, it's going to count. So the mail that happens in Erev Regel, it also counts, quote unquote, the Regel cannot get off. And the only time we say that Shabbos is different with respect to the Shmur Rechok or the Kula, which will get to the Sugan of Kula. This is the Shabbos. So therefore, I humbly, this is what I'm trying to be, humble, I humbly ask for your forgiveness. Sorry, I apologize, and I'm sorry, I got a little flustered, and I was searching desperately for kind of a positive avail, so we couldn't find anything. I was getting worried and nervous. Here's the answer. Yes, I held a maybe I'm with terror, I have a problem. But yeah, he has a different Cheshbonim. But we're trying to answer the rush over here. The rush presumably will have to hold like the Rebbe to my Rab. Rebbe, Rabbi Rutenberg. It's going to come out good. That's what I wanted to say. Farewell time. So this is a very important adjustment we spoke about on Friday. Okay. And both of you now start the issue. Almost halfway for the 60 minutes. All right. I don't know. Let me show like the 90 minutes. I don't know what you do with the year. I don't know. Okay. So both sides today, we're supposed to start talking about a whole different topic. Three different topic, which is entitled Chol HaMoed. Of course, we're going to chapter Moed Chol. Let's take a look in the Mishnah of Zion. In the Mishnah of Chol Zion. Let's take a look at both of them, please. The Mishnah of Chol Zion. What does it say? Chol Zion, how about this? There's an omen, a menichin as amita berachol shlo lahargal as ahestu. Then a Mishnah. That's the Gemara of Zion of the day. On that Mishnah, Amar HaTzapa, fifth wide line, ein moa b'fnei tam HaTzapa. The Tosh can chanak l'puz. But on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do what? What are you allowed to do? What are you allowed to do? Doesn't say we're allowed to do. So let's first start by saying the big question, whether we have a Tam HaKofim nowadays. Does it exist? I'll say just a quick excerpt, a snippet from the Rush, who quotes from the Gemara. The Rush you can find over here, it's not in our content. It's the Rush still in Nun Tet. It's page Lamed Tet, column 1. Quarter of the way down, it quotes Kuf Yudal the Menal from Shabbos on Rabbi Yochanan Eza Tam HaKofam Kosh HaShol and also Dvar Lacha B'chol Mokom the Omra and some of the Girsa Afilu what? Who knows? The Nesech HaKalam. Who knows Nesech HaKalam? Kalam looks like Nesech HaKalam. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kula and even everything, even the Babu Yerushalmi's the Nesech HaKalam. Who is that at such a level? So they have done the quietest Gemara to our context
as well. And the Ayat Tzidi, the Mishnah Brura, Tavkuf Mem Zayin, he quotes it from the Mother Avram, as the positive Ein Mod, the Tam HaKafim, it doesn't apply Bizman Hazet. One could argue, however, it's obvious, says the Divrei Sofer, this applies to a real Hesped. To be able to say a full Hesped, the Tam HaKafim on Chol HaMoed, then we say we have no Tam HaKafim Bizman Hazet. However, what does our Mishnah say? You can't even put the carpet in the street because you're afraid that the American Hesped, the public spectacle of this nation, could lead to an improper eulogy. One could have said. But, and to bring a proof that we are more lenient with respect to Zera the Easter, as opposed to actual failure with respect to this principle of Ein Tam HaKafim Bizman Hazet, he cites the Shara here. I ask you to see the Mount of Thomas. Simon, Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, this person, Dalit. What does it say there? It says, Aim is Mount of Thomas Thomas. The Tana Mekilis, that's only the Moe, which is considered the Gemara. Okay? I will call it a Rego, which is the instance that they answered a month before the Rego. So for that, I'm not thinking about Tama Kofas. It's only a Zera. Should make a Hesper a month before, because we're going to leave to him for Hesper on Yosef. We have a right to be Nakil. And, for example, there's another Bir Allah for the answer to see. Shem Musa, right over on the same page. There's a question saying a Hesper, Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, Erev Yosef, after Chatzos. Says the Bir Allah, there Tama Kofas, I speak about Erev Shabbos, Erev Yosef, because it's not more common than Chalamayim. After Ono Machmiri, the Chalamayim, so the Hats, but I feel that I'm a Tachas, because not as much as that. But Erev Shabbat, for the answer, we shouldn't go that far. That's what we could have said to this Divrei Sofer. But the Maman Avraham doesn't just say he can't have a head for the Manazer for a Tamil Tachas, but the Maman Avraham goes beyond that. And the Maman Avraham says you can't even be Mazkir et Shlokho. You can't even say good things about him. In other words, the real Isser of the Hesper, the Tam HaKafim, is, and if you're going to say, start crying, oh, he's terrible thing, start crying. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Chavav, quote from the Magen Avraham, Ein Orim Gamken Shvachel Shomeis, Don Nami Margal HaHesper. He makes an equation, the word Margal comes to the Gemara about it, but he can meet the Berachol. So the Magen Avraham makes a comparison. Someone says nice things about somebody who passed away is equivalent to putting the bed in the rechol is going to lead to the actual crying, which is prohibited on Yontif. So the Magen Avraham not only after the Hesper proper of his man at the time of Kofim, but even though it's going to lead to a Hesper. Now look at the Mishnah piece of Chavetz the last Mishnah in the Mishnah. Thank you, Mishnah. Where it says, Noshin Noshemoe Ma'anos Avaloma Kapko. Okay? Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Ma'anas Umetapko Below Mekononos. So there's three levels at both times. And during a weekday, the highest level of Hesped is Mekononos. They cry. Members cry. Kinos, right? So crying. That you can only do on a plain weekday. The in-between, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, so you're allowed to have what? You're allowed to have Ma'anas Umetapkos, which is a higher, which is a in-between level. But you may not be actually Mekononos. And a Moed, you can't even do Metapkos, you can only do Ma'anos. Says Yeruch HaShulchan, we don't have any of this nowadays. What is Ma'anos? What is Metapkos? What do these words mean? So the Yeruch HaShulchan in Simon Tav Aleph points this out. We no longer have these precise activities nowadays. We don't really know what they are. He says like this. Akshav Enet Blain of Azvar Malalu, Vila Matalu De, the Bechalamoyed, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, told the Mai, the Bechiyos, that Baden, except for the Tamasov. The Mai. And presumably the Mai, if you might go on a voyage, you have to be a Mai, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim. Yes. Good question. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I'm reading what the witch is over here. So look, Ari, you see from here, because this Aruch HaShulchan is told, that we have to be more machmir moyed than Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, more machmir Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim than a weekday, but the precise details in our world are unclear.
Unclear. Okay. Now, what about it? We said before, a shayla of Erev Shabbos after Chatzot. Erev Shabbos, there's nothing. All that it is there's no tachanun. So how far do we go? Does that depend upon tachanun or not? It's again, not so clear. Take a look at the Shara Tzion and Simon's Tuf Chof. Hilchot Rosh Chodesh, just came through Rosh Chodesh. Thursday and Friday, so we have Hilchot Rosh Chodesh, it should be on our fingertip. The Shara Tzion and Simon's Tuf Chof, this Chof Malach says, Shai Yalom Sheena Rem Taflin, the Mishina Ein Ahes Berasa Behen, there's no Easter Me'ika Radin, there's no Easter Me'ika Radin, so then we have certain Kormit, the Mahmir and Talmud Chacham are making, but now the Talmud Chacham is Mahmir. Okay, this is the Shara Tzion, what? How much is it? 2 hours ago. What are you doing? It's still in. It's only masculine. You always listen. So, yeah, that's what it says over here. So here's a question about that, like this. Some say, listen very carefully. It's based on the Rabbi Avraham. Whenever you don't say Tzidu Kadin, you don't say Shiv Kol Shomei. What does that mean? Like this. What's the status of Tzidu Kadin? You don't say Tzidu Kadin, you don't say Tzidu Kadin, follow, it's the whole thing printed in the Tzidu. What is it? What's the story with that? Take a look here in the Rosh, Simon Tei Zayin. Everyone is on the Mount. The Rosh, and my cousin, Simon Tei Zayin. Give a quick look. Simon Tei Zayin. Now, Tzidu Kadin, the Kaddish, the Omer, the Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim, Nachzim al Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Chachmei Gerbaiza, Omer Moto, Dera Hiluch, the Chachmei Magenta, Ein Omer Moto, El Al Chacham Godol. He calls him the Shlomer of Moshe, Emanisha, the Tzar Mezbitos, Verchol, Shlomer of Argel, the Hesbit, the Kaven, Shein Tzidu Kadin, Ein Kaddish. Okay? I'll just say no. And they say, oh, and this she does like Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzitzkoska. We just said Tzitzkoska Mitzchatar. So we don't say, whenever there's no Tachnun, there's no Tzitzkoska, because it's Tzidu Kadin. No Tachnun, no Tzidu Kadin. However, Rashi, Tamidi Rashi's out of the Shmo, Shomar Ramei Tzidu Kadin, the Kaddish, the Kol HaShemoyim, She'ein Zehetzit, Elo Hodor, the Kabbalah, Sin Shemayim. That is the Tachnun. You always say Tzidu Kadin. So there's three sheetahs. You always say it. You don't say it at all, or something in between. You say it there at Hiluch. Strange thing. What's this all about? So let's try to analyze it a little bit. So there are those who maintain this sheet which says whenever there's no tachlis, there's no hetz, but there's no tzidik adin. What does that mean? You have to look back for a minute and that Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. A little tricky. But once again, it's also a story. It's an interesting moment I've wrong. What about Mr. Brew? Well, by the most quote. Cut of the bush, Shafilu the Chacham the Fonov, ain't over to the Gadin, Shu's Chira. So Tzidu Kadin is also has nothing to do with the Magal of Tashman. It's like Tachman. Tzidu Kadin is given a status of Tzidu Kadin. By definition, no Tachman, no Tzidu Kadin. Period. Tachman. Therefore, says the Levush, doesn't matter Tachman Tachman, no Tachman Tachman. I don't care if it's Tachman Tachman you are. You say Tachman. Can't say Tachman. Okay, what kind of Tachman Tachman it is? No Tachman the Yotze. Not Rosh Chodesh, not Chanukah, not Purim. No Tachman. Tzidu Kadin is simply the same as Tachman. That's one sheet. Oh. But that's the only reason why there's no Tzidu Kadin on these days. But it has to do with the Shiddur. Might be Mutter. Mutter partially. Mutter completely. Right? We don't know for sure. Maybe it's Mutter. We'll see soon. The Taz says no. The Taz says that you may say Tzidu Kadin on a day where there's no Tachnun for a Talmud Chacham. So the Rabbah was Zifter and Lag Ba'omer. A whole story. Hakim against it, Tzidu Kadin, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, Al Adam Gadol. I think we saw it in the Rosh. By definition, if you say Adam Gadol, it's nothing to do with Tachman. Man is sitting at dinner to us, Shmuel, the high level at the exit. But I'm a cop, we allow it to ask the Mika with him. And even you'll say that no, it's not there, but that's only the Ika has been, but the Dabba Hamad would be Mutter, against the Mashmal to the Dabba Avro. And therefore, you can say, Sidika Dan, he says, for a Chacham. This is the Shita Ha-Hatat. Hatat? I would have said, if you asked me, if I suppose, I would have said, this is what I would have said. If they had no answer, that's what I would have said. Like the Orpah Shulchan said. And I want to say like this. Look, because we don't know the exact parameters of these things. What I know, the Tapchos, the Kononos, we don't know what they really are. But what's the love to them? What they represent? What categories they represent? The man suggests this part. Listen carefully. Chalamayit, he can't even do something to the Kli to Esther. I want to suggest this part. If you have Noshim Ma'anos B'moed, and Ein Ma'gilin at the Hesed B'moed, put two and two together. Ma'anos, whatever it is, apparently it's not even Ma'gilin at the Hesed. Just, you know, the basic, I guess you have to crack a little bit. In Kenya, that someone's going to die and bury him, don't say a word. The Yekas do nowadays in the Kalamayim. It's nothing but a word. It's against the Mishnah, no? Noshim Ma'anos, it's something. Whatever the something is, something. Something. So apparently this something was something which was not in the idol of Esther, so that was permissible. May I suggest that Metapkos is something which is miracle at Esther. And therefore it's not allowed. The same as the mission, the first mission said, you can't put a Baruch Hol, should all the idol at Esther, but before Shemish, there's a reason why. So if we say Metapkos, they start to clap, whatever the dirges that they were employing would be miracle at Esther. So it goes together. No, you have my brother. Oh. That's why I want to say these three categories really are. If I'm correct, Rabotai, if I'm correct, then I'm Rosh Chodesh. I'm Rosh Chodesh. What does it say? What does it say? The Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The last Mishnah, we just read it. What's the rush of the last Mishnah? I'm not called Chesed the Day. What may you do? And only may you be Ma'arat, so you may even be what? Even maybe what? Metapko. So if I'm right, the same as you be Metapko, it could also be Ma'amichan and Samitha Brocho, because it's the same thing. It's equivalent. It's Margulet Esther, but it's not Esther Tap. What does that mean? So what it really means is you can say Shvacho Shameit. You shouldn't start crying too much. I have a riot in the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? But with the Rosh Chodesh. With the Rosh Chodesh, which was pushed off. You know, there was an entire Tafir here. So they pushed off Rosh Chodesh from one day to the next. And one of the Amoraim wanted to demonstrate that today wasn't really Rosh Chodesh. So what did he do? The Gemara says, he made it go unbelievable, tremendously long Hesped, a big, big, super Hesped to tell the whole world. Where's the Gemara? It's my mind now. Let's find it later. So to show that it wasn't really Rosh Chodesh, I ask you, if any word of Hesped is also in Rosh Chodesh, why give a long Hesped? At the same time, I get a short estimate, and then it's double short time of Shkodesh. Then it's from that it's both short estimate of Shkodesh, it's worth it. The long one is up. What's short and what's long? It's suggested. Normally, with the whole crime, the whole business, that you're not doing Shkodesh, the fact that you did it shows it's not Shkodesh. But short is reason to do the Rei Sheva, which can only marry you, but not the Hesman Trump, not Klein Trump, which is meant to prove to be Mutter on Shkodesh. Yes.
That's right. It's really a point. You want them to remember the Hesed. But you can find an Hesed. 2 minutes and nobody will remember. You give it 3 hour Hesed and people remember for years and years and years.
Okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But if they didn't say any of the same all those cards, you say a few minutes, it really should be enough of a riot. Perhaps. That's my feat. That's what I wanted to suggest. If anyone would ask me, I must confess, though, that the Rosh Pesach does not read so flat across my reading. Say, let's look again now on the Rosh Pesach. Look again. The Rosh Pesach, it's not so black. I say that you can't tell a lie. Not so black. But he starts off by saying there are those who said, Sidi Gadin, the Derech Hilum. Now, everybody say, what's the difference of Derech Hilum, Tell me, you say Tachsin of Rosh Chodesh, the Derech Hilum? Ridiculous. You can't forget about it. The fact that he's saying it's Derech Hilum indicates that the reason why he can't say it's Magdala Tesfit, he's only saying it while you're walking. Who's been not tired, time to start crying, they're busy walking, so they say, to the right, to stickle the right up to the top. But then he seems to say, Rabbi Otai, that either Rosh Chodesh is trying to confirm him, you don't say Tzidik Adin. That's of course should be a Raya to the moment I'm wrong. As in, you know, Tatsun, because if it's only in his Magdala Tesfit, he's trying to demonstrate that the top is Mutter,
And we don't find the foolish anywhere. That he came and he's gonna tell the Bracha the Lashkarish. I didn't see it. Now one could make a deal perhaps, because the Gemara from Zion and Beit that we read together says, Ein Moyed Bifnei Chacham, right? And it says, V'chol Shken Chanukah Purim. And the Dibra Maskel is Menichah Nesimit Dibra Chol. Maybe the rush derived from there, but even Menichah Dibra Chol is also Chanukah Purim also. But I wanted to say, no, Ein Moyed V'chol Chamidi King, you didn't give a full-blown answer. Did you ever believe that? You didn't give a full-blown answer. So the Chol Shken goes in that Nakuza. The Chanukah Purim, you give a full-blown answer, but the Menichah Dibra Chol, you can believe that on top of Chol. That's what I wanted to say if they would ask me. So again, I can't say for sure, that's my mahalach in these in yon. Okay, are we passing halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Open up. Simin Tav Aleph. Okay? Tav Aleph and Sivro. Tav Aleph and Sivro. Is the Mechaber Omer Make Tzidik Gazin Bekadosh Kedaka B'chein Yot Hasheni Avil Darishan Eshken Tzim Tzatzim Meis Ano Rosh See if they have Mada Shem Yot Hasheni Kamachal Mechal Amoyer That's the Mechaber V'yesh Cholkin Shul Olo Ma Tzidik Gazin B'moyer Ken Aminik Poshut Rezid Of Eilu Shein Lohan Ma Tzidik Gazin B'chol Ayom Shein Ano Mem Tatsun So Min Akkote Lakkote But what is Kedil The Mechaber Zitay Yivin Achal Amoyer And the Ramos You don't even say it on whenever there's no Tatsun They tend to say, Ach, that's so fair Shabbos. You don't say Tzidik Adin. So I wanted to say, but that proves nothing about its baby. That's a Netzapnut. But its baby, you can't give Erev Shabbos after Chatzot. The Tzad is Var, that Tzidik Adin is the in-between Shita. It's not going to be an absolute Hetzer, an absolute Issa. But it's really hard, but it's a Hetzer, but the Chor does not find its way into the Shulchan Aruch. And it's too extreme. You have Rashi, and you can say it all the time, even on Yom Tov. You have the other sheet in the Rosh, that's like half of you never say it. But the Tazer sheet is not found here in the Makab or the Rambam. It's found in the base of Yosef. When he quotes the Tzur, the Rosh, the Rehiluch, that seems to go with the sheet of the Taz. Fine. Good. So I can't say any more than this. I'm just going through the sheet. Interesting point, that Gos Ashri, just in passing on that Rosh, that Gos Ashri says, over here, this is page 78, that Gos Ashri says, whenever there's no Tachanun, no Tzidik Adin. What's the example? Chos Nisim, Kol HaKodesh, right? Kol HaKodesh. So some say, I'm speaking Derech Halicha. I don't understand this. This might doesn't fit with my sister. Marisha. If this is an Indian of just a Tachanun, why say Derech Halicha? Elamai, it's a question of Magalas Hespin. So where do you find the parish? It's to be Magalas Hespin the whole month of this. Actually, you don't find it. The parish is there, but in any place that there's all these chumras, like I've been chumras. Not like you're not going to have a full-blown Hespin in this, which you don't find anywhere in Shas, the Pashas. You shouldn't even give the Rav Magalas Hespin in this. That's the meaning of some people that don't say anything, even in the whole month of this. So it's been pointed out by some Rabbanim that in the olden days, things were different. In the old days, everyone lived in the same set. So there was no rush to get, I mean, dead. He wanted to answer Bishab Chimel. But he was. He didn't say, no, come back a month from now. Come back to the Shloshim. Everyone was there. A month ago, to be there a month later. Everyone was staying in one place. But today, people are traveling from all over the country to come to Levi. Come back in a month from now. Come back in a month. We have to be a little bit more makeup and even Yonim, whatever it's not Osman, he could have Dina the Gemara. Parshat Shah. Interestingly, he talks about the Tashlumin of Shmuel, that there's no Tzidik Adin. Maybe he didn't say Tashlumin either. Maybe. That's how the Rishonim already. So I shouldn't think that this is Tav Shtibla. And this goes back to the Rishonim this minute of not saying Tashlumin in the spirit of time. Rabotai, we now have a few minutes left to discuss the Sugya of Shmuel Klova, and Shmuel Rechok. Okay? Let's see the Gemara on our supplement out. The Gemara is in the Chof of an Aleph, towards the bottom. Chadar Abana, Shmur of Krova, no Hegas Shiva, Shloshim. Shmur of Krova, and Hegas Eli Yom Echos. What's Krova? Within 30 days. Rechoka? Beyond 30 days. If we pass the Gavi Akiva, Halacha can make the Vahos. We mentioned this already last week.
That's the Gemara. Gemara talks about Shmuel recalled on a day. What do you do? It's mixed with the Kulo. 1 minute, it's over, right? 1 minute. What do? You put off the shoes, say, come to the shower. Gemara, right to the shower. He said, 1 minute, finish. That's the sugya on the Askar on a day. Where do you count Shmuel, Krov, or Kulo from? You mentioned those weeks ago. A cloak gets between the Taz and the Shah. The Taz is the Taz of the Yom HaNisa, right? And the Shah said the Kudus HaKesef said he comes from Yom HaKbura, and that's the Rosh said. And in the middle of a start point, the Rosh and Simon Nun Vav. Again, I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but in the middle of this whole discussion of Shmuel Rechoka, he says that he comes from the Kbura, the Purush. That's what we pass in Lalo. So the Rosh, in his argument with the Maharani Rutenberg, has a line over here that we already read last week, right? Where the Rosh says, like this, the Rosh says, page Mem, the very last page in the Rosh. He talks about Shmuel. He said like this: the heart, the ocean of Shmuel Krova, the sixth line, first column. Shiva Vishloshim ain't a mitzvah of Neyatva, and the Tashlum Navelus Shehoyel Olatos Miyad Achara Kvura Kishayada Avlam Lo Yada Tikna Shiesh Tashlumim Kol Shloshim Yom. The heich of the yod of lo nesayir, lo shayach betashlumim, like kigav and ispasha, etc. So the Rosh is clear that Shmuel Krov not a separate din, the tashlumim of the original shiva. Some persons say that Arami Rutenberg, who used Shmuel Krov as a proof that kotzim shenis gadol is chayav avelus, argued that this very nekuda with his time of the Rosh, and he said that Shmuel Krov is a mazun de redin. The separate halacha. It's not the tashlumin for the original chayin, and therefore going to apply to the cotton as well. I'm not sure what the nafkamina is as far as the cotton saba, but that's from the part that says the debate. Sober mentioned it. Is the lumbus to shah, what's the date of Shmuel Krov? Is it the same din, or is it a completely different din? Oh. What happened to the Shmuel Rechoka? The person didn't do what he's supposed to do. What is he supposed to do? Keep 1 hour, 1 minute, he's supposed to say. I've asked today, or he forgot, he didn't do it, he didn't answer up. What about the next day? So the post can say, no. No. We already learned last week that the Shlom and the Rambam said only works with the Shloshim, and here it's already in day 40, he's supposed to do it on the money he heard on that day. If he didn't do it on that day, there's no tomorrow. There's no Shlom. And it's not the same as Shama Shmur Rechoka B'Shabbat. We are no way to the Gemara of the Farish, Moshe Shabbat, 1 hour. That's a different thought. That's not a Tashlumin. That's the Iker HaTakon. Take a look at the Mordechai and the Maamar Kaimis. Tav, Pei, Gimel. Take a look. Tav, Pei, Gimel. We said those in Farish. It's on page 40, the end of the page. Shama Shmua. 1 second. Take a look. Shama Shmua Krova Begrego Pirishel Shloshim. Uyacha Rego Nasir Rechoka. And Shama Shmua Krova Beshabbat. We must say Shabbat Nasir Rechoka. Hold a look. Veina no Hegat Ali Omechot. The Yacha Gav the Shabbat all the Lina Veil. So therefore, let's say, if Lechai is Lechuyah from right this minute. Afi Lechachi Lo Aminan the Shishama Beshabbat the Levi Kilo Shishama Bechol. The high of the time of the cave and Shilu Havish Shama Lechachar Lechai Le'avelus. Davly on Shlosh of the Echad, who are the Naive Shalom the Shabbos, came at Lon Noi Bey Avelus Mavish, Dialon of Asoto Kiyomacha. That's what we saw away from the Marami Wittenberg. Now, when it comes to this case, we don't say it's like a Shalom Bechol. It's considered as if it were kind of a regal, and therefore nothing happened. But what does happen? Hold on. A little bit further.
1 minute. So we see from here that this is a special kind of a halacha. If you can't be mis'abel on Shabbos, it would treat it as if, Rabotai, as if you heard it on Moshe Shabbos. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch found. Simon Tav Beis Sivov. Tav Beis Sivov. Asomea Shmur Rechonka B'Shabbos. Over Regel, in a Noah Gafil Dramash of Bitsina, all about Koy Shabbos, the Regel, Noah Shoah Achaz, Vidayo. Now, just two more Nakudas for today. That's all. The Rosh in Simen Chav Tet. Everyone open up, please. So the Rosh in Simen Chav Tet. You know what, let's just quickly do the Rosh Shiva Lamed Aleph. That'll take a half a minute, then we'll end with Chav Tet. Lamed Aleph take a number of minutes. Lamed Aleph, not that many minutes left. Lamed Aleph, the text we just started talking about now. What does it say? Shoma. Noah B'Shabbos, the Yotzes Ramashot Sira, came in Akadu Shmuel Krovi. That's right? Shemeh was Shmuel Chonka Beregel of a Shabbat, and though it clung, the Mosi Shabbat, Mosi Regel, the Mosi Shabbat, the 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 Mosi Regel, the question becomes a little bit of a delicate question. Why you just say that it started on day 30, it seems to be a sinner. Let's go say, but the Marami wouldn't look to say, cut about that. We'll make it. Doesn't give any logic behind it. But if you look at in this great Joseph and Timothy Bays and the Marami comments, it's hey, it was an interesting logic from the Rajva. What's the Rajva's logic behind it? This is the Rajva. Timothy Rajva. Look what he says. Came and said, no, well, I'm going to be a sinner. Ain't a glory in our favor. Shema Shmuel b'Shabbos, and all him came to Avelus Talal of b'Shabbos v'Ole. He Shmuel Shemal Kolosh Talal of Avelus v'Yom Shloshim v'Yigam the Mazlinos from Asay Shabbos. Shem came a Yamashu Goreim Chavor Mimenu. Because Bo ain't Avelus Noach Noe. Uma Mosi Avelus Noe. Ain't a Bedin Shem Chavor Mashu Yavu the Gramoso Yos Mimenu. Love this. If on Shabbat he only keeps Rosh Hashanah Betzina, if he's in a sad, it's considered Krova, he keeps the whole week of Rosh Hashanah Be'etzim. It's not right, Tafel Cholam and Eikar. Let me talk about the Maharam and say, Kaka, without any logic behind it. The Maharam is a little bit of a logic, but it's kind of to reach the same conclusion. Now, Simon Chav Tetz, which will conclude the Shia time. Simon Chav Tetz and the Rosh, please. And here it gets a little tricky. Just pay attention carefully, okay? Simon Chav Tetz, there's a slight problem over here. In the quotation of the Ramban, this scholar, he says two things over here. Number one, Shmuel Rechoka from the Ramban, that for a father and mother, you have to go a whole year. It's irrelevant that it's Rechoka. In other words, if someone heard 40 days after his father died, that his father died. So, nothing, a minute, right? But you can't just be the other, you assume you may have to apply for a whole year, right? A whole year, that's a din, that's have to apply, right? For when? So when? Umona miyama misa. That's what the lesson is has. And it says lav tasa. That doesn't mean misa. It means klu as opposed to what? Shmua. You don't have to wait 12 months from the time from 40 days later. That doesn't really mean. He wasn't going into the details over here. It really means klu. The Russian self isn't about klu. That's what the times maybe have gotten it wrong from that. Fine. But here's the one to let the Ramban, the next Ramban. Cross the Ramban, though. Kashali. It's a direct quotation of the Ramban. But he left that one critical line. It's so obvious. Cut out one line, everything can change. And with the Kashali, please see it, it's the fifth line after the indent on the Simon Chav Tet, page Lamed Hei. Kashili, my high dekama, avol asa benilas asantum. Some of the Shmuel Rechoka takes his shoes off. Kolam of the Shmuel Rechoka. Shita, Aber bei meiner Welt ist ja mechert. What else? Upirish, the ein Osir, Ella, Benila, Tassan, Rukama. Kloma, Shedayo, Mikol, Zeros, Averus, Bechalitis, Menola. Wie ein Sorek, Lelech, Lebeto, wie ich von mir Tosa, wie ich hatte, ich bin Rosho. Sie werden Chilo, was, Ella, Chalitis, Menola. Und mir ja, Ella, Lebeto, mechert. Velo, Kofa, Velo, Ota. Okay? That's what it says. Yes, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Take off your shoe. That's better. You don't have to all the other things. This is a quote of the Rambam. Then if a missing line, she left out the rush. Now it picks up. To be an Elo bin Olo b'raglo. Zorach sheyichten mitoto. If you don't have shoes, you can't demonstrate Avenus by kicking up your shoes. You have to talk with on your bed. See, here's why you started from Friday is right. What is that Friday? That's something which is dramatical. You know what it applies? To Mikta Kukulo. You want a special break of Mikta Kukulo on the monopoly. Then you have to have something positive. But otherwise, we said before this Bechol, it's enough to have a negative, it can still count. Or you have to. For real show, Divina Shiyasa Maisa Anika Meshim Aveu. So look at this line. And the Otsig with Malacha, or Shirochet, the Staff, Otsig with Torah, who brought the Loshmur of Hoka, for the Mapsik Shoachas Mishum Avelu. The Choser, the Ma Shebiyodo. When we call up over in the Yosef, they call us for the Epsig there, at the Yasa, Maita, Nikola, Avelu, Shemixim, the Kula. Everyone read it? We read it together. What does it mean? What does it mean, for the Mapsik Shoachas Mishum Avelu? When? Which show? Which show? This hour, you have to stop doing work, get out of the shower, stop learning. What hour is it, Sibyl? I want you all ready to rush. What does it mean? Which hour? I mean, hour is a minute. Which time is it? No. Until you take off your shoes, I do learn. Ever heard that way? Then the shear's over. You read it, then the shear's over. Then I have nothing to say. If that's the way to rush, read, then I'm not. Why am I saying that? I'll tell you why. The Parisha says so, the Seri, like you said, Tzitzkot Ches. And that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban has one more line which the Rush didn't have. The Rush left out one line in its quotation of the Ramban. And that one line, I thought, changes things around, but I guess if Elliot reads it that way, I remember the Shia's over. Okay, let me just tell you what. Hold on a second. Oh, I want to find the page number in the Ramban. So what is this? London. Okay. No. Ramban page what? Reish Lamed Zayin. This quotation is coming from Reish Lamed Zayin. I read you the one line. I'll tell you where it is. After the line that says, Lo Kofa Velo Ota. See the line? They're both sides. Everyone see? Lo kofa velo otap, right? That's the name of the Alvarado. It's the line in between. Between the south. The chen malacha rechitza v'sicha v'tachmish v'kriyat ha-torah v'chula lo noah kum. The teacher ain't sho'achat is tarsema zalom v'yisuf. The chen mishamachi diek shmur v'chokon keba shakibu l'avavel v'chalisa v'chandu d'ayom. Then he starts again at this mishayin on the line where I'm going to rush picked up. So in the Ramban, Elliot is certainly right. He's saying that for the hour that your shoes are off, you can be in the shower. Make a thing, your shoes are off. Well, I don't think that. Take that back. Shoes off. Everyone has shoes off in the shower. Doesn't prove anything. But your shoes are off, you can learn Torah. That's a better example. Why your shoes are off, you can learn Torah? Because I'm not full of halos. Not over during your bed. So you can learn Torah. That's what the Ramban is saying. Okay, but that second, no, you can say like this, Ashrei Yoshev Yitzhefa, kick off your shoe, or you have to look for Torah. So there's not even a single second when you're not learning Torah. Let's make it this. Not a single second. But you're doing malacha. You're not a single second, you're sitting with your big machine in the factory, and you go one and out, take off your shoes, you keep going. Not even a single second you stop. Doesn't matter. That's not bothering. It's clear it's not bothering. If Elliot is right, that the Rush meant the same thing, then my shoe is over. But I read the Rush, I didn't understand it that way. I thought the Rush meant that for the hour, because I didn't have that phrase, I thought the Rush was saying that the minute, or 2 minutes, whatever it may be, you're taking off your shoes, that during those 2 minutes, you have to refrain from anything which is counted to Amir. That's what Rabbi seems to say. So I was concerned about Akasha, after the Rush spoke to Rabbi, he got one line, which was opposite conclusion. Because Elliot read the Russians and were like, I read the Ramban, but when the preacher read it, the class is over, and the shiur is over. Good luck.